MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Strange News Daily is a production of iHeartMedia.
In a world full of bizarre events, unsolved mysteries, and a billion stories from all corners of the globe, some news gets lost in the shuffle. This is your gateway to the stories on the fringe of the mainstream map. These are your dispatches in the dark. I'm Ben Bolin, and this is the Strange News Daily. Our first story today is, to say the least, a doozy, and may contain information that is not suitable for all listeners. This story is a long time in the making. Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested. If you're one of the millions of people who have been keeping track of the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, that name, Ghislaine Maxwell, is doubtlessly familiar. Maxwell is the former girlfriend and longtime colleague of the notorious child abuser and billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who died while in police custody. This arrest of Maxwell comes nearly a year after Epstein was charged in a federal indictment with sexually exploiting and abusing dozens of underage girls at multiple locations. The indictment issued for Maxwell accuses her of helping Epstein, quote, recruit, groom, and ultimately abuse numerous girls, including one 14-year-old child. The federal indictment charges Ms. Maxwell with six counts, including enticing minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, transportation of a minor with intent to engage in sexual activity, and perjury. You can read the full 18-page indictment online. At least, for now. At a news conference earlier today, Audrey Strauss, the acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, said, quote, this case against Ghislaine Maxwell is the prequel to the earlier case that we brought against Jeffrey Epstein. William F. Sweeney, Jr., the head of the FBI office in New York, had more to add at the same news conference, saying that Ms. Maxwell was arrested in Bradford, New Hampshire. The authorities had been discreetly keeping tabs on her whereabouts and had recently learned she had moved to, quote, a gorgeous mansion in the state. Maxwell is the daughter of the British publishing magnate Robert Maxwell. She also helped manage Jeffrey Epstein's properties and introduced him to celebrities and business tycoons who would later go on to form a large part of his social circle. As part of their investigation into Epstein's associates, federal authorities in the U.S. had sought and continue to seek the cooperation of Prince Andrew of Britain. Prince Andrew was a longtime friend of both Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. In fact, in an unusual move just recently, prosecutors had publicly announced that the prince refused to help with their investigation. In response, last month, the prince's lawyers said that he had agreed to provide New York prosecutors with a written statement, though he would not sit for an interview. It's the kind of thing you can get away with doing if you're royalty. On Thursday, Audrey Strauss said that federal prosecutors would still like to speak with Prince Andrew. The investigation, they note, is ongoing, and officials have urged others who might have been victims to contact the authorities. The FBI added, "The example set by the women involved in this investigation has been a powerful one. They persevered against the rich and the connected, and they did so without a badge, a gun, or a subpoena, and they stood together." This is not the only legal action against Ghislaine Maxwell. Civil lawsuits have accused her of managing a network of recruiters upon whom Epstein relied to entice young, often financially desperate girls and young women into his scheme. He would typically promise that he would help them with their education and careers. Jeffrey Paglucha, who has been a lawyer for Ghislaine Maxwell, did not initially respond to any request from the media for comments. Back in March of this year, Maxwell sued Epstein's estate, saying that he had, when he was alive, promised to pay her legal fees for any claims from women who say she helped him recruit them to give him, quote-unquote, massages when they were teenagers. And, unfortunately, given the mysterious circumstances that still surround Epstein's death, it's no surprise that numerous observers are, themselves, wondering whether Maxwell will survive to see a day in court. Our second story today, San Francisco, California, is a beautiful place. It's also one of the most expensive places in the entire United States. In 2019, the average monthly cost of renting a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco was $3,500. But now, it appears, rent in this metropolis may finally be falling. New monthly data recently published from apartment rental platform Zumper shows that San Francisco rents are down nearly 12% year over year in June. This makes the city's decline the largest in the nation. It's a record slide for San Francisco. It's also the second consecutive month that San Francisco rental prices have dropped. According to Zumper, the median rental price for a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco fell approximately 11.8% year over year. In June of 2019, the price was $3,720 for a one-bedroom, and this year it's $3,280. The survey also reports a 1% uptick in national rent overall. And now the average median apartment in the U.S. is renting for $1,229. According to Zumper co-founder and CEO Anthimos Georgades, Zumper has been tracking rent prices across the country for over 5 years, but we've never seen the market fluctuate like this. He goes on to add, rent prices in San Francisco have historically only gone up and typically only incrementally. But yet now we are seeing double-digit percent rent reductions. This is unprecedented for this generation of renters. There appears to be a traceable cause to this decline. The new numbers reflect those prices in June, and that's just weeks after both Twitter and Facebook announced that many of their employees currently working from home during the coronavirus pandemic can continue to do so on a permanent basis. As tech workers in San Francisco start pondering their new geographic freedom, they're rapidly changing the real estate market. This dramatic dip is due in part to the very real move of many, mainly technology employers, to a future of remote work, meaning millions of employees can now look outside of dense metropolitan areas for their next home. Now their commute time is simply no longer a factor. Georgades also attributes the shifts in the rental market to what he calls pandemic pricing. He says an unprecedented number of Americans are unemployed, and landlords are having to adjust to this reality in their rent renewals or vacancy price ask. Now, will this be a permanent change? Probably not. Will rent in San Francisco fall to levels matching that of other U.S. cities? Again, probably not. But one thing's for sure. This is a breath of fresh air for renters, even if only a temporary one. Our third story today, the retail Leviathan Walmart is expanding into a new line of business, movie theaters. Well, sort of. They're converting parking lots in 160 Walmart stores into drive-in movie theaters. Starting in August, Walmart plans to convert these parking lots in a reaction to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. As the pandemic continues, drive-in theaters have been making a surprising comeback. They're a safe alternative to traditional movie theaters, the majority of which remain closed throughout the country. To do this, Walmart is partnering with Tribeca Enterprises, that's the media company backed by Robert De Niro, to program the films. There are no announcements yet for specific locations or specific movie titles, but they'll be released later on a dedicated website. Walmart currently sees this event running through October and encompassing more than 300 different showings overall. In a press release, the company said, "This family-friendly night will include hit movies, special appearances from filmmakers and celebrities, and concessions delivered right to customers' vehicles." Walmart's also going to leverage its nearby physical stores, allowing people to use curbside pickup for treats and food. It's true the drive-in movie venues have been popping up all over the country, and small business owners are forced to temporarily shut down their traditional theater operations, which means they're opting often to open old drive-in locations or to build makeshift theaters and parking lots in a bid to make up for lost revenue. And honestly, Walmart aside, who doesn't love a good drive-in movie? That's all for now. We've been asking you to chime in with suggestions for stories you think your fellow listeners might enjoy, to hit us with your best or worst puns and jokes, as well as your personal experience with COVID-19, the ongoing protest, or anything else that's happening in your neck of the global woods. Let us know by tagging #StrangeDaily on Twitter, or reach out to me directly. I'm at BenBolinHSW on Twitter, or at BenBolin on Instagram. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Dylan Fagan, our research associate, Sam Teagarden, and, most importantly, thanks to you. I'm Ben Bolin. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, stay strange.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.